here's a story from The World.
During the pandemic, we've seen a surge in the number of harassment and hate crimes committed against Asian Americans. Former President Trump calling the coronavirus the China virus and the Wuhan flu in public remarks, that had an impact. There have been racial slurs shouted in public, people getting spit on, kids bullied in schools. Recent accounts include an 84-year-old man from Thailand who was attacked and knocked to the ground during his morning walk in San Francisco. He died 2 days later. A 61-year-old Filipino-American was slashed in the face on the New York City subway. In a moment, we'll hear from someone tracking these episodes, but first, how communities are responding. Today, we hear from Chinatown in Oakland, California, where many senior citizens have been afraid to leave their homes. Reporter Heidi Shin has that story.
Sikon Lasafangtang wants people to notice him, to ask him for help.
Oh, they know it's me because I'm big and bald. I'm like almost 6 foot, you know, with glasses on. You know, when they see me, I stand out.
He's taking me on a tour of Oakland's Chinatown by phone. He shows me a spot where a 91-year-old man was shoved to the ground just a few weeks ago.
This is Harrison and 8th, so this is where it happened.
Sikon regrets he wasn't there. He thinks he could have made a difference.
You know, none of this attack ever happened when I'm working in Chinatown. It's always when I leave, I can't believe it. Who would want to attack, you know, elderly people?
Sikon is director of housing services at Family Bridges. It's a nonprofit in Oakland. He's also a part of a program called Community Ambassadors. They're a group that walks the streets of Chinatown to help care for the neighborhood, to help residents feel safe. They sweep sidewalks, fix kids' bikes, vaccine clinics. He greets all the shopkeepers and grandparents who are on their morning strolls, often by name.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm trying to cross the road. Good morning.
A grocer runs over to give him a bag of fresh oranges. Sikon ends up sharing it when he brings coffee to a man sleeping on the streets a few blocks away. Most residents here speak Cantonese, but Sikon doesn't. They still manage to communicate, though. They'll tap him on the shoulder or wave him over when they need help. Like the time an elderly woman had her walker stolen.
I told her, is there a place I could buy you one? And she showed me one. It was on 9th and Harrison, across the street from the 76 station.
Her knee buckled every few steps as they walked there together.
I mean, a lot of folks are worried, but at the same time, when I'm around, they know that I'm there to help look over them.
But building this kind of trust took time. The Community Ambassadors didn't start as a neighborhood watch program. It started 4 years ago to help people coming out of local prisons, to give them a chance to do dignified work, a chance to rebuild their relationships in the community. Sikon had been incarcerated for 20 years before he was released in 2018. He told me that to stop crime, you need to know why it's happening. In this pandemic, people have lost their jobs. Rent prices in Oakland have gone through the roof, so many are losing their homes too. And there are mental health issues.
They have no right to do it. But it's one way that folks express their traumas and their hurt or their pain is like to take it out on people. And it's not right. The pandemic is hard for everyone, every community.
A special police task force is being developed to address Asian American hate crimes in Oakland. But community members say in reality, most people are not going to call the police. They're scared and they don't think it will help.
I don't believe in like more policing. I believe in more communication where, you know, we could try to teach folks so that we could avoid these kind of hate crimes from happening. One of my approaches is to ask if they're okay, like, what's going on, you know, what do you need?
Many residents want justice for victims of these crimes. Advocates like Sikon believe in restorative justice. Sikon keeps going with our tour of Chinatown. It used to be home to immigrants and working class families, but now there are a lot of luxury condos. And locals say that people don't know each other and look out for each other the way they used to. We pass noodle shops, fruit stands, a church, a playground. We come to Madison Park, where elders are doing Tai Chi. This is where we meet Sikon's friend, Li Yisu, another community ambassador. He's waiting for a grandmother getting groceries nearby so he can walk her home.
We'll ask them, like, how long will they be, and they'll be like, they'll say like 15, 20 minutes, but it's more like 30, 40 minutes.
So. We go with him to pick up the woman who's getting groceries. But there's a problem. He can't find her.
Oh, my God. I lost Grandma. Yeah. I don't see her.
Lee goes to look for her.
Oh, no, she's not at the store. Oh, man, now I'm... See, now you got me scared now. Crime is a... It's just a... The opportunity for crime is high, so...
It turns out she's headed out on her own, eager to get home. As the weather gets warmer and people are getting vaccinated, Chinatown will get busier. Some people are afraid this will lead to more hate crimes. The ambassadors are looking for more volunteers. For The World, I'm Heidi Shen.